This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Kempire is brought to you by
Philly. It's your time. We're coming to Philly this Thursday. Get your tickets for our show at City Winery, Kempire After Dark, where we are going to talk about everything Real Housewives, 90 Day Fiance, The Traitors, and all the hot topics that are happening right now. Every show at the part of the Kempire After Dark live tour is so different. So if you haven't experienced it yet, head on over to KempireAfterDarkLive.com/Philly or the description for more details on how you can get tickets to our live show this week in Philly. But if you're not in Philly, we are coming to Boston on May 30th. We'll be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta on July 12th, and we will be in Seattle August 30th. We are still announcing more dates, so stay tuned, stay live. Be sure to follow us on all socials for more details. I can't wait to entertain you this week in Philly.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Oh, no, not a slap. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Woo, not a Wednesday evening live. Well, you know, Bravo is setting Real Housewives of Miami up for failure. Yes, they are. Because, you know, we did our Real Housewives of Miami recap of the reunion part one last week, only for us to find out that they released part two the next day and didn't tell anybody. And that's why the ratings were so terrible for, I mean, it really wasn't that bad, especially for Real Housewives of Miami. It was like 300 something thousand live viewers. I'm sure this is a perfect example of where streaming and DVRing and things like that, you'll probably see a real big boost for the Real Housewives of Miami. But I was like, y'all throwing me off. I thought I was going to be talking about part two in Philly. Yeah, we'll be in Philly tomorrow. Who's coming tomorrow to the winery? Go get your tickets, KempireAfterDarkLive.com/Philly. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Got a lot of things to do tomorrow, but I look forward to coming to Philly to talk about things that we are not able to talk about because of community guidelines. So we're going to be talking about all the things at Kempire After Dark in Philly. So get your tickets if you haven't got your tickets already. Let's get into this Real Housewives of Miami recap because the girls are still bringing it. Part one was great. Part two was great. I can't wait for part three. Larsa, you're still trash. I said it. You're still trash. Anyone else? Come on. Let's get into this recap, y'all. Woo! Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. This is our weekly recap of the Real Housewives of Miami. It's been such a great season for them. Season six has been fantastic. This reunion has been fantastic. And honestly, I have to say this, and I said this last week during our Real Housewives of Miami part one of the reunion recap. And Dr. Nicole, I know a lot of people have already loved Dr. Nicole. I didn't expect Dr. Nicole to show up at this reunion and really be carrying the reunion. And when I say carrying, she's so involved so naturally. She's coming out with like very quick things. There's a lot happening amongst the ladies, but for me, she's sort of like that clear point because everyone's everywhere and yelling and screaming, and she doesn't do that. And that's the grounding of a Virgo, though. That is the earth energy that she conveys. She's still great in her greatness. She doesn't have to yell and scream to garner attention. But I really enjoy her in this reunion because I'm just like, I didn't expect her to do anything because, you know, she's with child. So, look, I remember when I was in college, my freshman year, and my professor, she was pregnant. And I forgot, someone said something to her. She was like, well, I'm not handicapped. I was like, this is true. But we always say, you know, the women on Real Housewives, when they're pregnant, they don't have to do a lot. They, you know, a lot doesn't happen when they're pregnant. But she's really, for me, she's like an MVP, most valuable player at this reunion. Thank you, Dr. Nicole. even the people that you would expect to bring a lot more, like the friend doves, aren't really bringing a lot. Not in a bad way. I still love them. I love all of them. Even messy Adriana. Adriana, you are so messy and you are doing the most. But you always need that one person that's so thirsty to be on this show that's going to show out. Because you know that she'll do whatever the producers need her to do. She wants that mojito. I just don't know what is going on in your personal life, Adriana, that would garner us to be that interested. I think the friend doves are perfect the way that they are. Because they don't treat them on Miami like friend doves. They don't treat them like that. They've been out at this reunion since the beginning. I like that. They're so integral to this cast. Kiki, Marisol, Adriana, they've been sitting there since the beginning. I know for them, they want the money. I don't know what the pay difference is in regards to, you know, how much the housewives make over what the friend doves make. And look, we already know allegedly Bravo's, you know, holding back when it comes to these newer cities. Well, not newer, so you get what I'm saying. The ones in recent years. Remember, they just came back 3 seasons ago. So then I get paid a lot, the housewives. So it makes me wonder how much the friend doves are making. And look, I want that for Kiki. But at the same time, I like Kiki in her position. And I feel like the minute she becomes a housewife, you guys are going to be like, oh, she's boring. Y'all know how y'all love to build people up to, you know, break them down. And I don't want that to happen to Kiki. It's not going to happen under my watch. But I'm just saying, I don't want, you know, the Bravo universe outside of these gates to break her down like that. You know, right now, everyone's like, yes, Kiki needs a mojito. Slow down. Here's the thing. Kiki does, she's earned a mojito. Hear me out. But the way you guys on Real Housewives of Potomac are like, Kiana deserves a flute. She deserves a flute. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. We haven't seen that much of Kiana. I like her too. I don't even think she's official friend of. I don't know what she is. She doesn't have an official photo. But I calm down. Look, remember Blue Ivy? Blue Ivy at the award show, I think it was the Grammys, when she was like, this is to Beyonce and Jay-Z. Calm down, just waving her hands up and down. Calm down. All right. Just saying. Donna says that no, Kiki should be a regular. She gets so much friendship-wise. I'm open to it, but I'm just scared that when you guys give it to her, when they give it to her, you guys are going to drag her. I'm like, oh, she's boring. And I'm like, y'all better leave Kiki alone. But she's definitely earned it. Kiana, I want to see more. Look, Kiki had to wait 3 seasons. She had to wait at least a season to be considered a friend of. Let's ease our way up for Kiana. All right. I like her too. Don't get me wrong. Leah says, Marlo is somewhere objecting. Marlo is no longer with us. Wait, uh-uh. Not like that. Not like that. Not like that. Not like that. I didn't mean that. But Jillian says, people jump to make new faces full time, not realizing they are part of the problem. Ooh, she said it, but I just said it too. Anyways, let's get into this Real Housewives of Miami recap. So for those that didn't know, part 2 of the reunion for Real Housewives of Miami for season 6 dropped the next day. So I watched the uncensored version on Peacock. I'm not sure of the difference of the version on Bravo. We are just so used to watching these ladies on Peacock. I'd much rather watch them there. Just saying. Anyways, wait, before I even get into that, because it's been a long day and normally I have my AG1 first thing. I usually have my AG1 first thing. So first of all, you guys know that I've been very, very focused on not just my mental health, but my physical health. I'm doing the Pilates. I'm doing all the things, okay? I'm doing all the things to make sure the body stays right and tight, okay? So I also want to make things very simple for myself. So I've, you know, partnered with AG1 again. Again, wait, first let me take a sip. Look, let me take a sip first. All right. So I started just taking the AG1 again because it's simple. It's easy. It gives me the energy that I need. I have a very busy day. I know it doesn't seem like that, but doing this and being in front of you is a lot of work, okay? So I gave them a try. I was tired of taking so many supplements every day. You should see my supplement closet. And I wanted a single solution that supports my entire body by filling in nutrient gaps daily. I need that energy, as I said before, because of Pilates, working out, busy. I wanted to simplify my morning routine with an easy habit. I wanted to support my gut health as well, because people don't realize how important your gut health is to your overall health as well, while also supporting my immune system and brain health. We've been talking about this. I'm telling you, some people keep saying that that Wendy documentary was, you know, too hard to watch. And I feel like there were some positives that have come out from it, especially for me. When I say, when I'm talking about brain health, we don't talk about that enough. Can we cure dementia? Well, not right now. What we can do is slow it down, okay? And slow down the aging process of our own brains. So since drinking AG1 daily, I felt, like I said, more energized, more focused, especially for right here. That's why I said, I haven't had one today. I said, let me at least have this for the live, all right? Not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more, but it's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. I need simple, please. It's just one scoop mixed with water once a day, every day, every day. AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a semi-new partner. You know, we've partnered with them before, but I'm glad to welcome them back here on the channel. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2. I just took mine. And you also get 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/Kempire. That's drinkag1.com/Kempire. Literally, as you know, I'm going to Philly, so I'm going to bring my travel packs of my AG1 with me, especially for that show. Look, the show we get, I'm going to make sure I have this on me so I have full energy, all right? More information on AG1 and how you can get all of that will be available in the description. All right. Let's get into Real Housewives of Miami. Are you guys ready? Let me just take a sip. Can I take a sip? Thanks. I'm going to keep it open because usually I drink it in one shot, but like I don't sip on it. All right. LaDonna says, I'm going to try AG1. I take a lot of supplements as well. Yes. Check it out. Do your homework. Like I said, we partnered with them before. If you can get a discount, why not? Right? Right? All right. Hey, Jack. Jack says, Kempire is all about mental health and physical. I'm after all of what we report and see, it's so important. It's so important, especially when we're talking about Real Housewives of Miami and we're talking about someone that's going through a cancer journey. I don't think people talk enough about not just the physical things that people go through, but the mental things that people go through as well. Glennis says, how does it taste? It has almost like I say pineapple taste, but it's not full on pineapple because I know some of you might not even like pineapple. It's a mix of like, it doesn't taste like, you know, like a green, you know, juice or something like, it doesn't taste vegetable-y or anything. It gives me like a pineapple taste. And it's easy to go down. All right. So back to this. Real Housewives of Miami. Let's start at the top. So because during last week's episode, part one, it ended with Alexia and Larsa arguing backstage. Andy's back in his dressing room and he's on the IG story saying, you hear that? Basically, you know, he always has to come up with some way to promote the reunion. Like if there was some sort of drama, he always does some sort of Instagram story. I know Andy thought blocking me, I would not see it. No, they reposted. I see it. It's okay. So they are arguing backstage. And honestly, at this point, I'm like, what are we really arguing about? Alexia swears that she's the most honest in the group. I don't know if I believe that. Larsa, I don't know. Because I will agree that Larsa does not protect, but does defend Alexia a lot, or at least she used to. But Larsa, you saying that Todd giving Alexia a gift at your charity event, now that I felt like that you were just reaching for something, because she was like, it was my birthday. I mean, I came to support your event despite it being my birthday. And I was like, Larsa, you are really reaching here. You are really reaching in regards to to have a problem with Alexia. Look, I don't love Alexia. Alexia's definitely had a better season this season than last season. But you are reaching because you brought that up. Alexia said that you and Lisa were arguing at my wedding and blah, 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 blah. And then your comeback, Larsa, was, well, you, Todd gave you a watch at my charity event. Okay, it's not like it ruined your event. It's not like what Beyonce did to Usher at the Super Bowl.
Lies! The lie!
Michelle says, is it me or did Bravo not promote part two? They didn't. They did not promote part two of the Real Housewives of Miami reunion. We just were talking about that at the top, Michelle. You may have just come in. They didn't promote it. We had to let people, like we as a community had to let people know, oh, there's a part two. And it came on the next day. I don't know why they did that. At least promote it. At least have the Housewives promote it. I don't know. I don't know if they did promote it. Maybe they did. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so Larsa and Alexia have this battle backstage. Fine. They end it. They come back. So we have Lisa's segment. Lisa. So I debated, because if you see the thumbnail for our live on Facebook or on YouTube, I put a clown face on Larsa because she's been a clown this entire reunion. And I debated whether or not I wanted to put a clown face on Lisa. But then I put a clown face because she's been a clown all season as well. And a mascot. So you saw the preview for next week's episode. No, tonight's episode. We're not talking about next week. Sorry. I'm all mixed up. Tonight's episode of The Real Housewives of Miami, part three reunion, final part of the reunion. So I debated whether or not I was going to put the clown face on it. And I said, nope, she's getting it. She's getting it, especially after watching part two. Especially after watching part two of this reunion, Lisa has been nothing but a clown. But let's talk about her season overall. So in regards to Jody being the gay uncle, remember that's what she told her kids. Basically, Logan never believed that. And she says, Nate, the kids no longer think that. The kids no longer think that, okay? So, in regards to her divorce, she gives us an update on her divorce. She says, really, it's gotten only worse. And if you watch the blogs, then you know it has gotten worse. We had Jody and Lenny fighting on social media. The mistress did an interview. I'm like, what? What is... It's been a mess. It's been a mess since filming, okay? So... She talked about that. Then she talks about how Lenny called the police on her mom and aunt, who we finally met. And I'm still giving you the side eye. And this is why you deserve the clown face, Lisa. Because the way that you treated your own mom and aunt. Because I think while things were good with Lenny and the money was coming in, you were fine with having the distance between you and your mom. Just saying. Sidebar, if you missed it yesterday, we were talking about Black Cake during our Tuesday takeover. All right? Oh, wait a second. Thank you, Sarah. Oh, thank you, Sarah. I want to make sure that we know. Sarah says, no campfire. Miami's part two, three is Thursday. So they switched them to a whole other eye to give us what? Betted on blonde?
We're on appeal for legal reasons.
Really? Is that what we're doing? Why at the end of this, I get it's programming, but why at the end of their season, such a great season, are we messing them up? So just to clarify, guys, the Real Housewives of Miami reunion will be when I'm on stage in Philly. Also, when Traitors come out, you know nobody's going to be watching Miami. Nobody's going to be watching Miami Traitors and the reunion tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. I'll watch it eventually. I'll probably watch it on my train ride home from Philly. Woo, 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 Real Housewives of Miami. I will watch it, though, Miami, and we will recap it. Damn. Oh, yes. Hey, Logan, where you been, girl? I feel like I haven't seen your face in so long. Logan says, until you do right by your family, Lisa. I love that. Okay. Ooh, DGS says, low-key, Bravo's moving like they're going to cancel Real Housewives of Miami. No, they're not. I know the ratings haven't been huge in regards to live ratings, but people have been loving Miami. I don't see them getting rid of Miami. I think everyone's going to come back. Everyone's going to come back. Margo says March. Oh, yeah, the basketball. It's March Madness. Look, boop, boop. March Madness. KSPN. But still, why mess them up like this at the end? It's been so good this entire season. Like their schedule, right? For the most part. I mean, I watch it on the replay anyway. But their schedule has been so good. I think they moved it once or twice for Watch What Happens Live. Because, you know, Watch What Happens Live want to, you know, ride off of Beverly Hills ratings. I say all that to say. Let me take a sip. I'm trying to finish this before. All right. Oh, it's okay. Logan says, I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. Life be life. And I understand you got to take care of things. Logan says, I'm sorry. I've been watching and liking. I appreciate that. And just not really commenting. But I'm so glad you got the reference perfectly. Thank you. Thank you, Logan. Nice to see you. I'm glad. And we normally aren't live at this time in the evening on a Wednesday. And it's rainy here in New York. Okay, let me focus. All the sidebars. Okay, back to Real Housewives of Miami. So back to Lisa. Oh, look. So she gives us an update on what's going on with Lenny. So you know Lenny signed that settlement agreement. They're supposed to build this house. The house is not built yet. It could take 2 to 3 years. She couldn't move too far from Star Island. So the place that she bought, not bought, she's renting. She's getting help from Jody, as you already know. And she's like, well, part of their settlement agreement is that the kids have to be in a certain proximity to Star Island. So I guess because she's in a proximity of Star Island, it's a place she really can't afford. So she's relying on this new man that's not her husband to help her pay for it. And she's saying, well, here's the thing, Lisa, I think you're lying.
Lies, the lie.
Because you went from, well, part of the settlement agreement, it's this. And then you said, well, I could go to, if I went to downtown Miami, it would be like an hour to get to, I guess, to bring them to Lenny. Is it really that long to get to Star Island? I'm trying to remember. See, I haven't been to Miami in so long. Is it really that long to get from downtown Miami to, it might be with traffic, but it really shouldn't take an hour. Florida folks, please chime in. I'm trying to think. Maybe it does. I don't know. She might be adding a few minutes on. She might be adding a few minutes on. I think she's lying, though. Look, I think Lisa's lying. I think because she wanted what she wanted because she's a spoiled brat. Sorry, Lisa. I'm just going to call a thing a thing. She's a spoiled brat. So she wanted this, probably this bigger. She also said that she wanted this place so that we can grow into it. Are you going to have some more kids with Jody now? So they can grow into it. So she's not planning to remarry Jody. Here's the thing. She's not going to remarry Joey because that's going to hurt her settlement situation. She can't marry Jody and move him in. She can have Jody move in. See? Oh, I knew it. I knew it. DRKN says 20 minutes. See, with traffic, it could be an hour. I can see that. Afro says, she said South Miami, so like Kendall. See, now y'all talking all kinds of things I don't understand. Okay. Ali says, with that commuter traffic, is right. That's what I'm thinking of, but I still feel like this is an excuse so that she could get the house that she wanted. Let's be honest. Yes, we know with traffic, it could take long, but how often are you doing that anyway? How often are you doing that anyway? All right. So she wanted to make an excuse on why she got what she got and why she wanted Jody to help her with it. All right. Alex says, been to Miami a lot, and I personally don't think an hour sounds right. See? And I haven't been to Miami in a long time. I think with traffic, it could be 45 minutes. Okay. Could be wrong, but that sounds way too long, Kempire. See? I think with traffic, but generally speaking, if you're not going at rush hour, I think you could probably do it a lot quicker. Again, I think she was reaching for an excuse. Lisa wanted an excuse to get the house that she wanted, to have Jody help her pay for it. I don't know why you would do that. Jody is new. Why put yourself, again, in another situation where you're relying on a man to help you live your lifestyle? Why would you do that? Have you learned nothing? Of course she hasn't learned anything. NYCMP says 35 minutes. Did you put it in the Google Smuggler? NYCMP says 34 minutes from South Miami. With traffic, I could see it being an hour, depending on the day. NYC is at Google Maps. Alex says, so from Kendall to Star Island during rush hour, possibly an hour, but she's just saying that to get the house she wants. See, we're all on the same page. We know that she wanted Jody to help her. You know, her settlement agreement, she can still have Jody come over and spend the night, but she can't get remarried because that will change her settlement. That will change her settlement. And, Anyway, so Lisa reacts. And look, we all agreed, I think, that the group was doing too much with all of the questions that they were asking Lisa about her marriage, the finances, the divorce, all of that. We do feel like they were doing too much. Even Gertie reacted in the moment. She's like, when I watched it back, yeah, I think maybe if we had pulled you to us aside individually, then it would have been better instead of as a group ambushing you. Gertie said it did feel like an ambush. Yeah, but she can handle it. She's a Leo. Right, Norma? Look, Norma's in the chat. She's a Leo. She can handle it. Oh, wait, Suzanne says, I pass Hochstein plastic surgery on the highway whenever I'm home in Miami. Throw an egg. No, I'm playing. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Just being facetious. All right. See, Sunflower says, I lived in Miami with traffic 45 minutes, maybe. See? She was being dramatic. Okay. Naomi says, Jody is a saint. I think he likes being the savior. Let's be honest. I think he likes being the savior, but he too has been getting a little annoyed with her behavior. And again, why I feel like you shouldn't rely on this man, because I hope he sticks around, but I don't know how long he might stick around. You've been draining all of us. You've been insufferable this season. All right. So Lisa then says that she's fighting for her life. And the levels of how insensitive that sentence is a lot. Because you literally have someone, Gertie, fighting literally for her life during the season. Of course, right now she's in remission, thank God. But, and I told you guys this, and I've been telling you throughout the season, especially at the top of the season, I really thought that they were going to rally around Gertie during this time because they've done it before. But then I was just like, oh, are we not doing that this time? And then when Lisa in this moment during the reunion is like, I'm fighting for my life. And people were like, Alexi was the first one to be like, she's fighting for her life. She's literally fighting for her life. And Andy's like, what did he say? Oh, I'm trying to remember his exact words. But basically what Andy was saying is like, you know, it's not a competition. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, it's not a competition because you can't compare the two. One person, if anything, I had hoped that Lisa, we all rallied around Lisa. Look, we all rallied around Lisa last season about this divorce situation and how bad Lenny was to her. I remember now, for those that watched our Vanderpump Rules recap, remember I was comparing Tom and Ariana's relationship and I said, I now probably understand why that relationship worked because they're both sinister in a way. It was Lisa and Lenny that we were talking about that I said, oh, now we see how that relationship worked between Lisa and Lenny. Now I remember, y'all, for those that watched our Vanderpump Rules earlier, our recap. So I have to say, I had thought, elephant brain's working, I had thought that Lisa would have seen the situation with Gertie and had some perspective. Yes, what you're going through is terrible. And yes, it's not a competition. However, I would have hoped that seeing someone fighting for their health would have made you realize what is truly important, that you are healthy, that your family is healthy, that your children are healthy. But literally in this moment, she loses it, goes berserk and says, I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for my children. Because she knew the finances, but you saw she went back. She was like, I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about my children. And then she's like, well, finances too. We know. Yes, I believe you're fighting for your children as well. But we know you're fighting for the lifestyle, your children and all of what that encompassed with the lifestyle with Lenny. That's what you're fighting for. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But when your friend, or I don't know how friendly they are, at least not anymore, Gertie is fighting for her life, and that didn't give you perspective at all? Wow. Let me say thank you. Hey, Julie. Julie says, hold on. Replay crew, but can't stand Alexia. Demote her. They're not demoting Alexia. I'm sorry, Julie. They're not going to do it. They're not going to. And she got married last year. No, they're not demoting Alexia. Joe, thank you so much for the super chat. Joe says, Bravo posted a schedule on IG showing two back-to-back parts of Real Housewives of Miami reunion. But yes, they did nothing else. And get ready for Angelic Joe in Philly. All right, Joe. We'll see. Joe is a Kempire groupie. He's been to the New York show. He came to the DC show. And now he's come to the Philly show. Are you going to join us? Come join the party. Philly, tomorrow night. This time tomorrow night. We'll be getting ready for the show. Go get your tickets. City Winery, Philadelphia, Kempire After Dark, live.com/Philly. All right. See you then, Joe. Thank you so much for all the support, per usual. Pete, thank you so much for the super chat. Pete says, Lisa and Larsa are both stunted, always relied on men. I agree with this. However, what I will say is, although Larsa has relied on a man, you know, for the majority of her life, she's doing a really good bounce back. You know what I mean? Like, she landed pretty well out of that divorce. I can't say the same for Lisa. Because even Larsa looks at Lisa like, what are you doing? You need to do better than this. Like, she's more sensible than Lisa. All right? All right. Moving on. So, we have this big screaming match between Alexia, Gertie, and Lisa. And even And Kiki was chiming in regards to Lisa being insensitive. But Lisa says, it's not about the finances. It's about my children. I'm not going to be able to see my children. All right. Danny says, London will be in the fall. We're working. Please understand, London. You are at the top of my list for the Kempire After Dark tour. We're trying to figure out venues and things like that. So stay tuned. All right. Y'all better show up too, London. I mean, y'all did show up. Y'all showed up for the meetup, so that was fun. And so I'm sure you will show up for the show. All right, back to this. All right, so the group then discusses Anna. You remember Anna? So they talk about Anna showing up this season. Marisol was not happy because she was like, this was a Mother's Day event, and Adriana, of all people, should know that her mother, who we loved on the show, died on Mother's Day. I didn't realize she died on Mother's Day. That means she died in May. Her mother died on Mother's Day. So Elsa. So she's just like, of all the times to make this situation about this Anna situation and Anna who has attacked her and Alexia on podcast, why would you do this? And all of this really turned on Nicole. And I was like, why is Nicole having to defend herself against this when really the culprit here was Adriana? But Nicole made some valid points because she says there was some sort of charity event that Anna was a part of that involved the Real Housewives of Miami Housewives. And Anna told Nicole that they were in a good place. So then for me, I was like, well, then it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing that she was invited. So I'm still not understanding the timeline of things, but it sounds as if you guys were in a good place, why was it such a big deal that they invited Anna? Adriana, of course, with her histrionics, decides to give Nicole a rose to apologize for her taking the brunt of the Anna backlash. Okay. Oh my goodness. Sidebar, Dr. Nicole, I didn't love the fact that Dr. Nicole, because a lot of people, you know, on Watch What Happens Live voted to let, you know, did they believe that Nicole did this intentionally? And overwhelmingly, people said, I don't believe that she did. I just didn't like when Dr. Nicole actually cited Watch What Happens Live. You know what I mean? I was just like, I don't know the validity of those polls on Watch What Happens Live. Yeah, I think the majority of the audience did believe that you didn't really have everything to do with it. I still question the validity of you not really understanding that Anna was saying these things. Yes, you don't listen to all the podcasts. I still feel like you could have taken some ownership there. But she does add this new element that Anna told her that they were in a good place. They had that recent charity event and everyone was in a good place. So I was like, well, to me, that changes everything. Because you remember when we found out about this, I was like, Dr. Nicole, come on. They even discussed what happened at the last reunion when Dr. Nicole was just like, yeah, I spoke to Anna and Anna said some stuff. But, you know, I don't run with rumors and things like that. Andy did ask Marisol and Alexia, why did they run? Why did you guys run? If of all people, like, you wouldn't expect these ladies to run. See, K-Baby says the polls are fixed. I mean, look, I'm just saying, if the polls for these elections are fixed, you know the polls that Watch What Happens Live might be fixed, okay? Sassy says, Dr. Nicole is busy. She's taking things that deep. Let me say thank you again, Pete. Thank you so much for another super chat. Pete says, Lars has secured the money, but they're both selfish and obtuse. Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Lenny. Pete. I'm joking. It's funny because it's true. I'm kidding. See, Foxy says, Foxy, I saw your comment before. You better come to London. Come to London. Foxy says, Dr. Nicole knew what she was doing. SD Mac says, I believe Dr. Nicole knew it would make them uncomfortable. So that's you gotta, and look, we've seen Dr. Nicole be so busy. Literally, she couldn't make it, the flight with the other ladies because she is working. I do believe that. But like I said, her adding this new element to the story that there was a charity event, everyone went, everyone got along. Then I was like, well, yeah, if everyone was able to hang out then, just saying, I think you're fine. I already told you, I feel like Dr. Nicole is the MVP of this reunion for me. And I didn't expect that. I like that. Oh, Vicky. Hey, Vicky. Vicky's watching on Facebook. Vicky says, Dr. Nicole isn't innocent. A mess. All right. Anyways, moving on. Where are my notes? Oh, there we go. Guys are just joining us. We are recapping part 2 of The Real Housewives of Miami Season 6 reunion. If you're part of the replay crew, because very much like how Bravo gave you last minute notice about this part 2 being aired the next day, I told you like 2 hours before I was going to recap it. Look, I'm busy. I still have to watch Beverly Hills and recap that. So stay tuned. And I got to get to Philly. So no promises. I might have to wait. I'm not going to put myself under any pressure. So I might wait and... Philly, you'll get the first one to hear my thoughts on Beverly Hills. Okay. All right. Julia. All right. So, okay, wait, no. Hold on. Before I get to Julia, Nicole, let's talk about Nicole. Oh, no. I'm glad I wrote my notes down. Sidebar, Dr. Nicole points out after the Mamacita brunch where both Alexia and Marisol were mad at her, they were hanging out. After this Mamacita brunch, Dr. Nicole and Marisol, they were having a good time. They showed the video and everything. And then Marisol was like, I didn't know I was in your Rolls Royce. I don't know whose Rolls Royce is from who. Excuse me. No, not that. Look, no. Okay. I was like, right. I don't know, Marisol. It is feeling like you guys just wanted to have a problem with Dr. Nicole. You always have a problem with Dr. Nicole. It's all right. Rebecca says a charity event took place in 2020, right? I don't know when it took place, but apparently it took place before this brunch. But then I'm thinking, when was that interview? That interview wasn't in 2020. That interview was in 2022 or 2023. I need to know the timeline. I need to know the timeline. And I believe Alexia kept on saying that. What's the timeline? I need to know the timeline. Because if that's true, if the charity event happened in 2020. And again, Dr. Nicole says that she didn't see the podcast. She doesn't have time to, you know, listen to or watch these podcasts. Well, then it makes sense. Then you're vindicated, Dr. Nicole. You're vindicated. Yes. You're vindicated. Because if you didn't see the podcast... and you spoke to Anna. Anna says all things were good. You saw them back in 2020. And then they did this interview in like 2022, 2023. I get it. You didn't see it. So you thought all was good in the hood. All right. Mm-mm. So Lisa and Julia, as you remember, there was this little issue between Lisa and Julia because Julia was questioning about Lisa, you know, calling the police. You know, they had the police come to the house and she still came to Julia's charity event. Julia says that she wasn't questioning Lisa as a parent. And we have to remember, there might be a language issue. So I'm going to give Julia grace here that she didn't mean it the way it came out. But when Andy said, you know, do you want to apologize? And she was like, I'm sorry, but I cannot. I'm sorry, but I cannot. But she goes back. So when they go on break, Julia goes backstage. Dr. Nicole, you know, has a conversation with Julia about like, you know, you didn't have to apologize for her. You could say, if I made you feel a certain way, I apologize. But I guess Julia thought about it a little bit more and she thought about like what was happening during that week. Do you guys think it was just Julia coming up with an excuse or do you think that it was genuine? I think that it was genuine. That situation with her baby Max, that is what Lifetime movies are made of. That's an insane story. So apparently her daughter was going off for a new job, so she was packing and leaving. Her father, I believe, sent her a bunch of pictures with the babies and things like that. And in these pictures were pictures of her baby Max. And I was just like, oh, that could be that. I can see why she's probably just like high strung during that week. And now you're questioning the fact that she has, you know, multiple baby daddies. So that was part of why Julia was really upset with her and why she reacted the way that she did on social media. Julia's social media clapbacks, I don't know if she's writing them herself and she's just better with the written word than she is like in person. But her the thing, you saw the little, I wish I had it in front of me, the thing that she said about Marcus. I was like, yes, Julia, get your mojito. You're coming back. You're coming back. Pete says that I feel like Julia should be a friend of. The way she worked overtime this season, look, because normally, let's be honest, Julia doesn't have a lot going on generally. But this season, she really worked overtime to bring things up, call things out. So for me, she earned her spot for next season. And I still like the cast as a whole. You know what I mean? And I feel like she is definitely trying now to not just be friends with Adriana, but she's also trying to garner friendships with the other ladies outside of Adriana, which I can appreciate. All right. SD Mac, thank you so much for the super chat. SD says, it amazes me how grown women are afraid to take care of themselves. Lisa and Ashley, Alexia. Damn. I mean, look, I'm not hating on anyone. And I'm not saying that you're hating either, SD Mac, but here's the difference, though. I feel like Alexia will be fine if she was to divorce Todd. I think she would be fine. Ashley, I think, would be fine as well. Right now, she's not proving that point. But Lisa, of the three, it's Lisa for me. That seems like she needs a man regardless of she divorces Lenny. She needs that next man because then her entire life and lifestyle is just going to be a mess. That's the energy I get from Lisa. I feel like with Ashley Darby from Real Housewives of Potomac, and Alexia, I feel like they know how to hustle. They know how to get the work done. They will be fine. I can't say the same for Lisa. I don't feel like that's, I don't think Lisa would be. That's just how I feel. Deborah says, I love the entire cast of Real Housewives of Miami. Me too. I mean, I know. Kemper, you're lying. You didn't say that about Julia. No, yes, Julia has struggled, but I have to say she worked overtime this season. She earned her mojito, and I can't wait to learn about the black you-know-whats that she likes that Larsa called out in the preview for part 3. That's coming out on Thursday. But yes, for those that are just joining us, Real Housewives of Miami's final part of the reunion will be out on Thursday because they wanted to premiere Bet It on Blonde. Are you guys going to watch Bet It on Blonde? I'm not going to recap it. Maybe I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it during our Philly show tomorrow. But I'm not going to do a live recap unless it's really good. Unless it's really good. I can't imagine it being that good, though. But I'm going to go into it. Here we go, Detective Joe Mendoza. Detective Joe Mendoza is giving us an update. You did not have to give it to us in a super chat, but we appreciate it. Thank you. Let me shimmy. I haven't shimmied in a long time. All right. Damn, that hurt. Joe looked it up. Anna's charity event was April of 2020. Oh, hell no, Anna. Not you having a super spreader. Look, not you having a super spreader, Anna. April of 2020, we were on lockdown March, like what, the first week or second week of March 2020. I get it. It was Florida, probably. She had the super spreader. Joe, can you find that information? You had a super spreader situation, not a super spreader, but you know what they used to call them back then. She had a super spreader. Anna's charity event was April 2020. How many people got COVID after that? I'm just saying. Anyways, the Behind the Velvet Rope interview was 2 years ago, and RHOM season 5 reunion filming was late 2023. Thank you for the timeline. So we were right. So they did that interview and said hateful things after this charity event. So it makes sense. It makes sense. Sarah says, Kempire, will you recap Blonde, bet it on Blonde if it's really bad? Pretty please. Come on. I don't think it's going to be really bad. Leah says, Kempire just cupped his breast. Did I? Deborah says, you're getting old, Kempire. Don't shimmy too hard. No, I worked out. I did Pilates this morning, so I'm a little sore. Okay? I'm a little sore. Yeah! Anyways, guys, if you're just joining us, we are recapping the latest episode of The Real Housewives of Miami. If you missed any of our recaps, go check out those recaps from season 6. And go check out our recap from Vanderpump Rules from earlier today. And we had a very busy Monday. Be sure to check out our Real Housewives of Potomac recap with our special guest, Taria Faison, and our Married to Medicine recap. And yesterday, we had our special Tuesday takeover where we cover a variety of reality TV like The Traitors, Love is Blind, Below Deck, 90 Day Fiancé. And of course, we also cover pop culture. So be sure to check out everything that you missed yesterday. We've posted the timestamps. Thank you to Mama Ali for the timestamps for yesterday. So be sure to thank our Kingsguards for always holding us down in the chat. You guys are hilarious in this chat. Let me say thank you again, Joe, for the super chat. Krista, thank you so much for the super chat. Krista says, see you in 24 hours. Kyle and Real Housewives in Jersey and Bravo Universe. Well, folks, we left the circus and entered the zoo. At least at the circus, the animals are trained. So much to talk about, right? So much to talk about. Can't wait to meet you, Krista. Thank you so much for the super chat. We appreciate your support. All right. I know I always have so much to talk about at these Kempire. So I have to narrow it down. They only give us like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Okay. Yes, I know. That's why I'm not surprised that Anna had this event on April 2020, probably in Florida. Just saying. Jasmine says, nah, 40 is the new 20, Kempire. Who told you I was 40? No, I'm playing. All right. Moving on. Ooh, Eb says, 40 is not the new 20. We're going to make it the new 20, Ebs. Just saying. All right. Anyways, guys, what was I saying? Let me take another sip. Let me finish off my AG1 mix here. I'm going to also drop the call-in link for our members first. Members, we're going to drop the call-in link so you can call in and share your thoughts. And live chat, I'll drop a call link for you guys as well. We have almost 800 people watching. Let's get to 300 likes. Let's get to 300 likes, and I'll drop the call in link for you guys. All right. Let me drop this on the community tab. For those that are listening to this, I will, if you would like to listen to the callers, be sure to subscribe to the Kempire YouTube channel. You'll be able to hear callers there. We don't normally include the callers in the podcast version, but some of you don't want to hear the callers in the podcast version, which is fine. Okay. All right. We're going to get back to this. members, we've posted the call-in link for you. Let me get back to my notes. Okay, let's talk about Nicole. So Lisa and Julia have a moment backstage. They're good. And they come back out. They let Andy know, we're good. We had a conversation. Woo, woo, woo. We're kumbayaing. Okay. All right. So let's talk about Nicole. So Nicole says that she probably won't ever get married because she was talking about the prenup and she was talking about how the prenup can cause issues. And I honestly do think that this is coming from Anthony. I don't know if she necessarily feels this way. I can see Dr. Nicole feeling this way because she has been married before. But she seems to have a good life the way that it is. She makes her own money in a variety of different ways from, you know, being an anesthesiologist, a real one. Just saying. And this show. And I'm sure all kinds of other opportunities that come from this show. And Anthony has all that. She's still able to reap the benefits of being with Anthony. And now she has two kids by him. All right. So Andy asks her about, you know, Anthony being a girl dad and how he's feeling about that. She also talks about her father passing away, and they do a little montage of her dad. I'm so glad that we got to meet her dad. She says she's also glad that she did the show because I think she unpacked some things that she never would have unpacked when it comes to her dad. And I believe that. I believe that. And she found out that her dad passed away when she was in BravoCon. So that's got to be tough. And she did what she was able to tell her father that she was pregnant with a girl when she had spoke to him right before he had passed, and she had told him that she was pregnant and she was pregnant with a girl. Sidebar: did you guys notice? You remember the girlfriend that we met? We met this season, her father's girlfriend. So apparently her father was paying her rent and taking care of her lifestyle and things like that. And I guess the girlfriend expected to remain being taken care of. But I don't think the father had long money, meaning like he didn't have lots of money that he could pass on to Nicole and these other kids. Apparently there are some older siblings that Dr. Nicole still hasn't met. But this, get this. So they had to have this hard conversation with her, Dr. Nicole and the woman, look, the woman, the girlfriend, and it didn't end well. So I guess this woman expected to be taken care of for the rest of her life. I don't know how much money Nicole's father had, but first of all, you weren't married to him. Do you think that she's going to take it further and sue? I don't know if she has any grounds. Again, I don't even know if there's even anything from the father for them to sue for. Maybe there was. Like, was the father working still that he was able to pay for her lifestyle? Huh. I found that to be really interesting, though. I found that to be really interesting. She's like, Dr. Nicole said the conversation with her did not end well. All right. So she also opens up about Anthony being a girl dad, as I mentioned before, and then the ladies turn the tables on Andy and ask Andy, like, do you want to have a partner? Because, you know, Andy has two children. I don't know. Andy has sort of insinuated that he wants to have a partner. And then they started, Larsa said, I see you with a European man. I see you with someone maybe from Abu Dhabi. What? Like, really? This is clear to me that you don't know your boss, okay? Okay, he's not the boss, apparently, according to NBC Universal. I was like, okay, girl. Look, okay, girl. Anyways, moving on. Gertie. So the last part of part two of this reunion was Gertie talking about her cancer journey. Again, Gertie is in remission. She has to go back to get to test every 6 months. She talks about why she decided to do this. She didn't do this for the audience. She really did this to show that you can have a normal life, a new normal. I'll call it. She also says that she counted that she has saved like 300 lives by sharing her story. And did anyone else cringe when Larsa decided to be the one to talk up and talk about how breast cancer affects Black women? I was like, It's true, because we talk about it every October when we're raising money for Black Women's Health Imperative. We talk about how it greatly affects Black women more than any other race, breast cancer. But I was like, girl, do not try and be a Shiro now after what you did to Gertie, a Black woman facing what she was facing. Like, don't try and become in like the Shiro, like, ooh. And she's like, you should talk about how it greatly affects Black women. No, you just shut up. Look, hold on. Shut up. But you know she was being performative, because people have been slamming you for being insensitive to this Black woman that's going through a breast cancer situation and journey. And literally in this scene, Gertie tells her, you made this journey hard for me. She's like, how did I make this journey hard for you? Girl. Anyways, we'll get back to that. Okay, we'll get back to that. And then we watched a replay of Gertie cutting off her hair. Andy asked Gertie about what has this journey meant for, you know, your relationship with Russell. And she's like, I've known this man since I was 17 years old. This is who Russell has always been. And I believe that. And I think this has made the audience love Russell even more. I think people love Russell in general. Again, watching the kids go through this journey with Gertie was hard to watch. I told you guys when we first saw that the boys were finding out about it, and you could see the silence and you could see that their heartbreak during this situation. That is what tore me apart, watching these kids go through this, because you forget the caretakers and the people that are affected by this as well, which I think made the audience be even more angry at Larsa for how she handled this situation. All right? Moving on. Well, let me take a sip. Oh, wait. Let me finish my... Hey, Q. Let me take a sip. Oh. Sorry, y'all. All right. Okay. So they replay Gertie cutting her hair. And then we talk about Russell. Then Gertie gives an update on she's supposed to get checked. I guess last month she was supposed to get checked, but this was filmed before then. Okay. She also talked about what happened to her after her first chemo treatment. So basically, she went into toxic shock. That's not the first time I've heard of something like that. Leah says, I'm going to get me a Russell. I mean, can't we all? Look, can't we all? Deborah says, Russell's a rock star. Can't we all? I would love to have me a Russell. It would have been fantastic to find you a Russell in high school, wouldn't it? It would have been fantastic. But, you know, that's not everyone's journey. Everyone has a different journey. But hopefully we can find us, you know, hopefully we can find a Russell now in life, right? All right. So then, of course, Andy brings up the fact that Larsa's reaction to Gertie and the cancer situation. And Larsa made it seem as if it was about, like, 1 minute we're arguing about, you know, her calling me the fakest person in the group. And then she brings up the cancer stuff. And Gertie gets very agitated. And I can't blame her, because it's hard to talk with someone that's playing dumb. I don't know if she's playing, but she's acting like she doesn't understand how she was wrong. And she's still not showing empathy for how she was wrong. And Gertie says that you have not apologized, because Larsa's like, I apologize 3,000 times. I've sent you text messages. I've called you. Blah, 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 blah. No. Because here's the thing. You could have apologized. You could have said, I'm sorry. But if you're saying, I'm sorry, but, or you're making excuses everywhere else and in this moment doing the same thing. And then when Larsa says that she thought when Gertie told her to keep it, you know, keep it a secret, she didn't think that it meant not telling the group. First of all, remember, she didn't tell Gertie's friends first. She first told her friends at her party for Marcus, who was gone for a couple of days. Oh, Adrian said, I got somebody for you, Kempire. He's rich too. We'll talk, Adrian. I've been giving away my love for free for too damn long, okay? Oh, I am not a gold digger, please. I got my own. Shoot. Look, shoot. So anyways, back to Larsa. So Larsa says this. She's like, when Gertie told her to keep it confidential, she's like, I thought she meant social media. I thought she meant Gertie, if you, I mean, not Gertie, Larsa, if you don't get out of my, like, I get Gertie's frustration with her. You really sit here and thought I meant social media, but the first people that you told were not even my friends. They were your friends. She's like, but they're great girls. They're great girls. She's like, they're not my friends. They're not my friends. She just doesn't get it. She just doesn't get it. Get it. And Gertie says to Larsa, you made this journey a lot harder for me. And then she tries to downplay that. She's like, how did I make it harder for you? But and Gertie's like, are you going to tell me how I feel? So frustrating. But that's where it's a to be continued. But the preview, the way that she gathers Lisa, poor Lisa. Lisa just sits there trying to be the mascot. She's like, and Marisol and Kiki start laughing, kikiing about this situation when Gertie gets them together. I loved it. I loved everything that Gertie said just in the preview. She says, here's Lisa being the mascot. I loved it. How would you guys rate this reunion? I don't even think I did a poll, but let me know in the live chat replay crew. Be sure to let me know where you're watching from, what you thought of the Real Housewives of Miami Part 2 reunion that aired last week. Part 3 of their reunion will air Thursday. Yes, the same night. The same night of Traitors, the finale and the reunion. But I'll be in Philly. I was about to say DC. Look, I'll be in Philly. So I'll end up watching it probably late in my hotel room by myself. Woo, woo, woo. It's okay. No, I'll probably wait till Friday to watch it. Don't, no spoilers. I hate watching, not watching The Traitors on time because I end up seeing spoilers. And I don't usually care about spoilers. But I kind of care with this situation. I don't want to see a spoiler. Damn it, I wish we could watch it together at City Winery in Philly. That's an idea. No, we can't. Because there's so many things that we need to talk about. All right? Anyways, I'm seeing eights. I'm seeing nines. Deborah says Miami's up. Miami's fire. I loved it. I loved it. Let me say thank you. We had a super chat. Wonderful days. Thank you so much for the super chat. Wonderful days says my daughter is coming home from college so we can attend the Philly show. I love that. I think that's amazing. I can't wait to meet you all. Philly, don't forget, meet and greets are available. But after the show, we'll be taking pictures and things like that as well. So, just saying. Okay. All right. Let me see. Where's my callers list? Oh, we got... Sorry, callers. Live chat, we're going to drop the call-in link for you guys as well. Don't forget to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. And speaking of the Philly show, if you haven't got your tickets already, be sure to get your tickets. Head on over to KempireAfterDarkLive.com/Philly. Yes, we're also coming to Boston on May 30th. We're coming to Nashville on July 11th. We're coming to Atlanta on July 12th. And yes, we are waiting just to confirm other dates. We're working on them. We're just waiting to confirm them. Cindy says, I give it an Anna Marie 8.5. Yeah. Yes. Not an Anne Marie 8.5. Anne Marie. And that's how we're going to refer to 8.5 going forward. All right. We dropped the call in link for the general audience as well, guys. We're going to take some callers that are backstage that want to talk about part two of the Real Housewives of Miami reunion. We're going to take these calls really quickly so I can go have some dinner and then get ready for this show I have tomorrow in Philly. All right. All right. All right.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. The Kempire Radio Network can be found on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, be sure to check out the description for more details on the Kempire After Dark live tour. We're coming to Philly this week, Boston soon, Nashville and Atlanta, and Seattle. Again, more information on that, our guests, and more can be found in the description notes.